Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning. We are going to get an update. Lots going on. Jason Tickle and Mac Williams from Habitat of Caroline here this morning. Good morning to both of you. Good to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Glad to be here.
Mac, I haven't seen you since groundbreaking in April, and you've got more energy. You've got a spring to your step. You're building again.
Yeah, we're building again, and that's always exciting to get going and put the pieces together.
We'll get into exactly what's going on, but how many sites are you right now actively working at?
Well, we have four homes that we're starting, and so right now we've been going through a period where we prefabricate the walls, and we have a mobile setup where we go to different locations and just set up and prefabricate these walls. And of course, we stack the walls on giant pallet.
Yeah.
And then we have a local tow truck company that picks the pallet up and delivers the walls to our location, to our homes.
I have seen some pictures on Facebook, and it looks like you've had a lot of volunteers, and this has been a successful endeavor.
A good shout out there to our volunteers. We've had, in three projects, we've had over 60 volunteers to come out. And the key to our success is the community getting involved and rolling up the sleeves and coming out and helping us out.
So it was such a good thing to see coming out of COVID. I mean, if Mac can tell you, like, I hired him and he came on, and I'm like, Mac, you're going to love it. We got all these volunteers that'll come out. And then a few months after we signed our grant and broke ground, COVID came. And so he's like, where are all these volunteers? And so it's good to see them returning, and we can really kind of fully develop this program and really see what its capabilities are.
Well, and the prefabbing, being able to do all of that, it seems that really is, you're really ahead of things by being able to do that.
Well, it's pretty simple. We create an area to build the walls. We call it the dance floor. And those that have come out understand. And, when you were in the sixth grade and you went to your first dance, and you know how awkward you would feel, and the girls was on one side of the floor and the boys on the other side of the floor?
Yeah.
Normally the girls get out there and wiggle a little bit, and then the guys will follow them. But the experience is, a lot of people come out and they feel that at first, that, you know, a little awkward feeling and not sure themselves.
Yeah.
Once we create an environment where it's fun. Usually that air gun, that pneumatic air gun.
Oh, everybody likes to use that.
You know, that's the sign of power.
Yeah.
But seriously, the women are the first to grab that gun, and so it's exciting to see that people can come out and do things they wouldn't have any clue that they could do. And it just excites me to see them get involved and have fun with something that's usually totally different from their world. And the process is real simple. So once they get their confidence up, then you see the dance pick up, and they are able to do a great deal of work during the day.
So, is the hope, Jason, that you get, especially with just the whole prefabbing of the walls and everything, and like Mac says, once they feel comfortable doing that, then as the project goes on, they know how to do that, and they can volunteers can pick up other skills and feel like, well, I can go, they'll teach me.
Absolutely. It's about getting the volunteers to have that first good experience, and then they come back out, and we're really happy that they're all having a good experience, because it really does make the difference. You know, it's not an easy program for folks that are in it. The sweat equity requirements are pretty stiff. And so having these volunteers comes out makes the difference. And so it's really one of our key things is we want the volunteers to have a good time. We want them to see some production. So at the end of the day, you know, they can see the actual work they've done. I mean, there's some jobs that are more visual than others, you know, but it's really important that at the end of the day they do acknowledge and see what they did, because that's what will bring them back. And so we really try our hardest to create that environment. MEC does a great job on the site to get everybody involved. I was there watching them the other week, and there was a couple young guys there. Young guys are always the quiet ones, you know, and unless they're around a bunch of other young guys. But
yeah,
so they're just, there's all these you know, older adults there, and he goes over there and starts talking to them, and next thing you know, they're out there just, you know, having a blast, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of thing that when you come out to the job site, it ain't like it is in school. If you just be quiet, you know, Mac's gonna seek you out. If you're quiet, he's gonna seek you out. So yeah, it's a good time. People should really come check it out. We're booking groups, but you got to kind of do it long in advance, like August, September, October, you know, because it's a lot of coordination. So people can sign their groups up now.
Okay. No, I've seen you. The one of the first times I saw you work with a group was when you worked a couple years ago with a group from Caroline, from the schools, and a lot of them didn't have any experience, and you had them working. They were a well-oiled machine in just a couple of hours.
Yeah, well, the building process, you know, usually each day is something new.
Yeah.
But people, it's a simple thing if you take it step by step.
Yeah.
So if people are out there on the fence about coming out, don't think they have anything to contribute, then they'll be surprised when they come out. And as long as, you know, I try to create an environment where if you come out there, you think you're the only one that hasn't done it before. And you'll find out that
yep,
everyone that comes out, very, very few times do I have people that come out that are totally trained in the area of constructing the house.
Yeah. So
we have what we call toolbox talk in the morning. And toolbox talk talks about safety for the day and what's involved in that, so people can feel safe and be safe on the job. And then we give some instruction about the task for the day.
Yep.
And then and we break down in small groups so they can help one another on the dance floor.
Yeah, that's a great example of how this would be.
The first 45 minutes to an hour, it's a little slow, but after that, it's like the pace picks up.
Yeah.
The dance music gets a little louder, and so, you know, we have a good time.
Mac Williams here, Jason Tickle here, Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. We're getting an update on what's happening with the building of four houses right now in Caroline. When we come back, we'll talk with Jeannie Barbaro with USDA and get an update from her on what is going on. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Are you so frustrated?
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning. Jason Tickle, Mac Williams here. And we are joined by our good friend Jeannie Barbaro with the USDA Single Family Housing Program in Virginia. And she joins us by phone this morning. Morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this great month of June, which is Home Ownership Month?
It is Home Ownership Month. And it's always great to talk to you and your enthusiasm. Talk about what USDA contributes to Home Ownership Month, because we always talk about it when we talk to you. I think a lot of people don't realize the great programs you all offer.
Well, actually, you know, we offer our one program that's the Fabulous Program, which makes the American dream come true to our families and individuals of low and very low income. We provide loans to them to buy decent, safe, and sanitary housing. We provide payment assistance, which lowers their payments and makes it a much affordable product. With our loans, you know, your interest rate can range anywhere from 4% to as low as 1%. I mean, who in the world can get a 1% house payment this day and time? So it's a very affordable program. It's not advertised a lot, so it's by word of mouth, or if you hear it from this program, that's fabulous. But, you know, for those that are interested, please give me a call, a shout at 804-517-7815. And with our partners at Habitat, we have a great program going on there at Caroline County, and I'll let them tell you a little more about that.
Well, Jeannie, you were at the groundbreaking. That's the last time I saw you, late April, the groundbreaking. And what a great day and what a celebration that was, with just the partnership with Habitat and USDA.
It sure was. It was a beautiful day. It was a fabulous day watching these dreams come true, groundbreaking for several of these houses there in Caroline, up there in Caroline County. A beautiful sunny day to beat it all. So it was really amazing, and the community all came together for this great event. It was one of those days that makes it all worth doing.
Jason, you and Jeannie just really, I mean, you both have the same commitment and passion to get people into housing.
We do. In fact, I'm giving a presentation to Habitat later today, and my whole theme is partners that get you. That's kind of my theme. And you know, when I first met the folks at the USDA, it was so amazing. I didn't have to convince them of the need for affordable housing. That was just a shift in everything that I've done. And she mentioned their loan program. You know, we combine that with the self-help program, so you can get that interest rate as low as 1%, and then you add the sweat equity, and it really opens the door for folks to buy a home who never thought it was possible. I mean, we're talking, if you make $30,000 a year, we can get you enough of a loan to buy an affordable home in Caroline County, which is just unheard of. And so the USDA loan product, you know, it like she said, it's not advertised, so you kind of got to seek it out. So people really, if you're listening to this, if you have friends that you think might benefit from it, you know, direct them to go to the USDA website, because it is such a phenomenal game-changing loan. It really, I mean, I just had somebody in the other day, and we were, you know, processing, and she was just kind of curious. So she did the self-help tool right there in front of me, because I was walking her through it. She makes $68,000 a year, right? You know, which is, you know, it's a lot. It's good, but not enough in our area.
Right.
But she got approved for the loan maximum according to that self-help evaluation. And so now she's getting ready to go buy a home that she doesn't have to build herself. She'll be able to just get an affordable home. And so there's so many pathways that they have, and that loan is really a game changer for folks.
Well, and Jeannie, to be able to afford a home, and especially the, you know, like the, you and Jason are always talking about people who oftentimes don't think there's any way to home ownership. That's got to be exciting for you all when you're able to show someone the pathway and offer them a way.
That's exactly right. I mean, and you can't imagine the feeling you get, the warm feeling you get in your heart when you see somebody that you have found the yes for them and told them, yes, homeownership is a possibility for you, for those that never thought this dream would ever come true. So it is a great, you know, product to use. And we also have, you know, you have those that worry about what happens if I lose my job, what happens if I, you know, don't have income from my family. We also have a servicing tool that if you lose your job out of your control, or you get sick and you can't work, justifiable reasons, we can even stop those house payments for up to 2 years till you get back on your feet. So what other lender offers something like that? So it's just a great program all around. We don't only want to put them in that home, we want to keep them in that home.
What do you tell the person who's thinking, yeah, but Jeannie, you don't understand, I've made some bad credit decisions in the past?
We work with them. You know, we try to fix those things. I focus on one at a time. You know, you may have some hospital bills that kind of bit you and you weren't ready for it. But we work with you, and we work out a deal where you can make payments on that. And if you've successfully made payments on something like that for 12 months, that shows me that you have it in your heart that you want to pay back a debt that you owe. So, you know, just because your credit is bad, don't give up. Come talk to us. And it may not be something we can do today, but maybe 6 months from now, maybe next year. But we'll get you in line, get you started so that you can be working on that dream.
And I know you run into that, Jason, a lot of working with people and letting them see that maybe you can't do it today, but a year, year and a half, 2 years from now, you can.
Absolutely. Yeah, she gave the example of medical debt, and that's one that I use a lot as well, because I used to do, you know, for-profit loans back in the day. And when I learned that they had these kind of exceptions, I thought, this is amazing. This is really what we need. But so if somebody comes through the door, like she said, with medical collections, we'll pull their credit, we'll counsel them. If they call and make arrangements, and like she said, makes the payments on time for a year, that's positive payment history. I mean, no other lender out there is going to do that. They're going to say, you need to take care of that debt, pay it off all the way.
Yeah.
But the USDA has options. You can pay it off in full and apply in 6 months, or you can make payment arrangements. And of course, it's all got to be documented. But they're so flexible. It really is a phenomenal, phenomenal loan.
Jeannie, you mentioned the interest rate, from 4% to 1%, and especially now with interest rates. I know of people that have said, you know, I can't build, you know, I can't get a home now because of interest rates. Well, what you're able to offer, what the U.S. this USDA program is able to offer, continues to give people hope.
Exactly, that's right. We know that interest rate is hard, and we know that it's hard to come up with that monthly payment. So that's why we work with you if you're eligible, and we can reduce that interest rate. Like I said, we can reduce it down to 1% if you qualify. So, you know, don't just walk away and shake your head and say, that's not for me. At least come and try it. At least let us work the numbers and see what we can give for you and give you an option and see if it's right for you. So, yeah, we reduce that mortgage payment so that it is affordable.
Well, it is so easy to look at the economy or sometimes the headlines today and figure there's no hope, and all of a sudden it pays to at least sit down and talk to you, because the USDA program, I mean, you really are looking to put people into homes.
Absolutely. We're looking for that, yes. Don't think for 1 minute when you come to see me that I'm trying to figure out how not to help you, because that is not what we do. We are here to try to make it work, and like we said earlier, maybe it's not today for you, but maybe 6 months from now or a year from now, we are still looking for that, yes.
Well, when the fact that you and other people from your office came from far away to the groundbreaking in Caroline a few months ago just showed me how important that this is, more than just people's names on an application. This is you really work with people and are excited to see when that day comes when they qualify.
Oh, for sure. I wouldn't have missed that day for anything. And it was like a 6.5-7 hour drive for me.
But right.
Yeah, that's part of my family. This is part of my life. Seeing things like this happen is what it's all about. So, you know, you work hard, you know, working on that paper product, but to go out into the community and see it really happening, that's what makes it all worthwhile. So, no, I wouldn't have missed that for anything. And I'll be back.
And Jason, you're the same way. You and Mac and others. I mean, everybody you're working with, they become instant and forever family.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know what is really? I mean, home ownership is the one proven method that will have the most positive impact on low income and even middle income families. If we want to improve society, if we can get the home ownership rates up for low and very low income families, we will see changes. We will see, I promise you that. Study after study shows this. So to me, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about change in the size. This is one of the ways to do it. So that's why I'm so passionate about it, because I've worked with enough families. Now I'm 11 years in, and Jeannie's been doing this even longer. When you get to talk to these folks who've been in this home 5-10 years, and you find out all the positive things that it's done. This is the thing, guys, if you're listening, this is the thing that will improve our society. If we can increase homeownership rates for low-income families, not just in rural America, but in the cities too, we will see changes. I promise you that. And that's why I love this, and that's why I don't mind working 60 hours a week. You know, I don't mind all of that stuff, because this is what's going to change our society for the better.
Jeannie, if people want to get in touch with you again, what's the best way?
They can call me directly at 804-517-7815.
Get the ball rolling and talk to you and see what's there. 804-517-7815. Jeannie Barbaro with the USDA. Jeannie, always great to talk to you on any morning, but you're always enthusiastic. You and Jason and Mac are the greatest people to talk to, just because you really do. You all offer people hope and options.
Well, we love the same things. We work together well, and you know what? We're a team, and a team will always succeed. So I love working with that team as well.
804-517-7815 to talk to Jeannie Barbaro about the USDA program out there. Jeannie, thanks. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFEA. It is Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Mac Williams and Jason Tickle in studio with us. We will continue to talk to them when we come back. It is now 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFEA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Liz.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFEA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFEA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Our focus, Mac Williams, is here, the Director of Building Operations, Jason Tickle, the President and CEO of Habitat of Caroline. Mac, one of the things, and it just makes sense, we were just talking about this, you and I, that the people who do volunteer, you're not only volunteering and helping move the project along, you're helping, in some cases, helping the home buyers have a better product.
Yes, you know, our product we try to put together, when we talk about affordable homes, people often think about, well, I can afford to buy the home.
Yeah.
But the second part to that is to be able to afford to do the maintenance on the house for the life of the mortgage. And so it's real important for us that we create a product that is affordable for the life of the mortgage. You know, as you go along in your homes, every 8 to 10 years, you're going to replace a water heater. And then 15 years, you're going to replace some of the heating equipment. So if you have a 30, 35 year mortgage, then the equipment that you put in that house, it's vital to the overall goal of having a, you know, being able to afford the house for the life of the mortgage.
Sure.
Well, when people come out to volunteer, of course, I have a budget, and in that budget, there's some money in there for labor of different kinds. But when volunteers come out, and large groups come out, then that saves that labor cost. And so what I do is take that money that's in the budget and upgrade some of the vital parts of keeping the house maintenance-free, which is upgrade the exterior products like vinyl siding and roofing material to try to give, you know, you go from a three-tab shingle to a dimensional shingle, which is a 35-year product. So with the volunteers that have come out so far, about 60 have come out, that saves a lot of labor cost. And I'm able to upgrade the roofing material now to a 35-year dimensional shingle. So without that savings, it's hard to get the budget, you know, maintain the budget throughout the project. So the harder the community works, the better the product is, the better the house is going to look for the community, And so it's just a win-win situation. So it's vitally important that volunteers come out and just, you know, for every hour they put in, it just saves so much money on the project. So, you know, it's a win-win situation for the community.
Yeah, no, and we as we said, the group, especially if you come out as a group, you can you build just some camaraderie if you're coming as a group together, and you're helping the homeowners. That it's less time it's going to take to complete things.
Absolutely, yeah. So if anybody wants to sign their group up, you know, most of the time it's Fridays. So if you want a Friday, like literally now, we're having to book like 6-8 weeks away. So if you're a business and you want to reserve a build day on a Friday, know it's going to be a while. But let's get you on the book. I mean, we got 24 homes we're going to be doing. So we'll have plenty of things going on. So we can literally schedule you in December now if you want, you know, in January. I mean, we're able now to look that far ahead. And so if you're out there, you can email us at info@habitatofcaroline.org. We'll walk you through the process. We make sure that your group is the only people there if it's a number there. And of course, our families are there as well. You'll get to meet the homeowners. But we make sure that we don't have, you know, we try to make sure the numbers are such that everybody gets to do stuff. So that's a that's a balancing act. But we do a pretty good job of it. And then also something else Mac mentioned is how much it saves them money. But another aspect of it is volunteers help remove the barriers for these families that are coming in the homes. So we have a little flexibility. They have to put in 24 to 30 hours a week of sweat equity. Now, if we have volunteers coming out, we can say we only need 24 hours. But if we don't have volunteers coming out, we got to finish them homes, and it's ultimately going to come back to the family members. And so if you're a single mom, a single dad, you know, 6 hour difference is a huge amount of your time. So by coming out and volunteering either as a group or an individual, you're removing the barriers. You know, when, you know, I'm doing a presentation this Saturday, and the first thing I tell people, it's going to be harder for you to work out the sweat equity than for me to get you the loan. And so the more we can reduce the sweat equity requirement, the more folks will feel comfortable about applying, because we can get people the loans, but can they go through that process of building? So volunteers are an essential part of that.
And I guess part of it is too. I mean, you go in realizing that it's going to be a lot of work, and for the next year or so, you're foregoing maybe some vacations, maybe some things that you're used to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really is. And we're doing a better job this year. We're being purposeful about trying to give some time off around holidays so people can still, not just the home buyers, but our staff, you know? So like around holidays, we're going to shut it down, and, you know, we're going to give people time. But other than that, yeah, it's a grueling year, and people realize they got to put it there. But if you're moving in with 75 to 100 grand equity, you got to keep that forefront, because you're going to forget about that when you're like 6 months in.
Keep that goal in mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep that goal in mind as you do it. The other thing, Mac, that's exciting, and we talk about this often, is you and Jason have developed a home that you're offering a type of home that is not readily available in most places.
You know, see, Jason has come up with some real concepts for the house that's pretty unique to the community. If you build homes that their mortgages are 30 to 35 years, part of the program is that they have to be built, designed for what we call aged in place. And so aged in place means that we have to have zero entry. In other words, there are no steps going into the house. They have to enter the house, you know, very much like commercial structures. And so the front door has a wheelchair sill. And then inside the home design is, there's an American Disabilities Act designs. A lot of people know that in commercial buildings and bathrooms, which means that If they go into a bathroom, they have a 5-foot radius for wheelchair accessibility, and then the doors are wide enough to access with wheelchairs. So it's referred to as ADA. And so we don't have to be ADA compliant, but the houses have to be ADA adaptable. So the concept that Jason's come up with is the zero entry. Well, zero entry homes are usually built on concrete slabs, but concrete slabs are not very energy efficient way to build homes. So we've designed a house that has zero entry on a condition crawl space. And then and recent study about some of the things that Virginia Tech has come out with through what they call building science is that the way you construct the house, the box itself, the envelope of the house, then we're trying to construct a envelope that's really tightly sealed up so no air is lost or moisture coming into the house. But in doing that, we realized through the building science from Virginia Tech that the houses are unhealthy. And so we're introducing fresh air into the house. And there's a unit out there that's referred to as an ERV, which is an energy recovery ventilator that exchanges the air in the house. And so we're taking measures to bring in fresh air, but also controlling the contaminants. And of course, like we look outside today and it's smoky. And so this ERV, as it brings air into the house, it filters the air. And not only does it filter contaminants like smoke, but it helps control the moisture that comes into the house. So yes, we have a different type of product that's being built on the market. It's innovative, and it's
it will also help people with asthma. If you got a child, if you got a newborn child, these homes are the ideal place to raise them in, because formaldehyde is just about in every building product out there. It is a proven carcinogen. It's a proven thing that causes asthma.
Yeah.
And so these homes will reduce that, because, and we're still going to work with the dials, but at least twice a day, these homes will have refreshed air. So all of the bad air out, good air in, without bringing in the pollen, the moisture, the smoke, whatever the case may be. It's amazing. Just these homes are really constructed. And I don't even know if we intended to do this, but these homes are almost environmentally protected. I don't know the word to use for that.
Well,
but
the intent is, see, we take different elements from different programs. And so Energy Star, we take elements of good construction from Energy Star.
Yeah.
But the EPA now has a fresh air certification for homes. And so we've taken those design criteria and kept them in mind and try to introduce that into, and all of these things are being put into an affordable home. So we have a zero entry, aged in place, energy efficient, Energy Star product, and now EPA healthy home certification. So,
and more and more, I mean, we regardless of your stance on the environment, we all know that there's getting more pollution. I mean, you know, in the last 20, they started measuring smoke in 98, you know, and they said the worst one was actually 2003, which is surprising to me after looking how bad it is today. So obviously this stuff is happening more and more. And so homes like this are going to be more, and you know, are going to be what is going to have to be the wave of the future. We're going to have to be able to to clean the air. And not only that, but check it out. Like the way this is going is, you know, you are, you know, eventually they're going to be able to make it so that when you put the air out of your home, it's even going to be clean going outside. So that essentially, I mean, that's the future. It's coming. And so we're happy to be part of that, happy to use this new technology that is really going to drive the industry and make the American home a healthy home for our kids and our infants.
And what's interesting in talking to you two is, I mean, the aging in place, the environmental, the air kinds of things. I mean, these are terrific houses. For anybody who's thinking, well, this is a start, you know, they're getting me off. This is a start. This is a house you can live in, and it's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in life in.
Yeah, see, the two major areas for homes, the critical need is not only for the starter home, this is, or the workforce home, but the retirement home.
Right.
As you retire and get older, of course, I'm in that group. And
not for a few more years.
But you realize that in order to stay in your home, that you're going to need zero entry, ADA.
Yeah.
You know, even if you are, say, in a walker, even if you're 35 years old and broke your leg and had to have a you know, crutch. So these homes also satisfies those markets. It's the starter home, affordable home, and it's the retirement people that have to, you know, downsize. The kids are out of the house. So it covers a great deal, a large segment of the need for homes. And, of course, we try to build in, and we were talking about the volunteers. The volunteers are the reason we're able to introduce to the market this ERV. That's about an $1,800 cost for this house. And so I'm counting on volunteers to come out and save enough labor cost. And the ERVs recently by the International Building Code is going to be required.
Hmm.
But the code hasn't been accepted or adopted in the area. But
soon
all houses will have to have it.
Yeah, it is definitely coming. And something I want to mention, too, if there's people listening, you're a senior, and you're like, man, I need one of these homes, but how am I going to build my own home? 21.45% of our 14 homes we have built and building are for people who are over 65 and retired. So if they can do it, you can do it. So just when you hear us, it's not just, like you said, it's not just the starter home, but if you're a senior, if you're at that age, and if you're at that income bracket, this is still a very viable option with you. In fact, a lot of times, if it wasn't for the retired people that buy our program, we would not have been able to finish like we did, because they're often able to come during the week. And so it's a really huge thing. So if you're a senior and you think, oh man, this is great, but I could never do it, it's not true. 21.45% of the people we've done are retired senior citizens. So if they can do it, you can do it. So these are great homes, and we hope that you guys come out this Saturday, again, at 10 a.m. at our office. We give our presentation. They do take about 2 hours.
Yeah.
We go into a lot of detail, and I'll answer every question you have. But if you're just starting out or just in and out, come on out and hear about the options.
And as we were talking with Jeannie a short time ago, even if you're not ready financially, or you've got some things that need to be cleaned up, you're willing to work with them.
Absolutely. We have our Home Buyers Club. We'll evaluate your credit. We'll help you formulate an action plan. And if you follow it on your own pace, you'll get there. And I also do want to mention that as part of Homeownership Month and our partnership with the USDA, you know, a lot of people, they think the loan's great, but I don't have time to build my own home. Well, actually, on June 28th, local USDA representatives will be coming into our office. We're lending it out to them, and they're going to give a presentation on the loan. So Donna Wallace and Teresi Silver will be there from the local office.
Okay.
So if you're a real estate agent, or if you're just somebody that wants to learn more about the loan, but not necessarily the building your own home, on Wednesday the 28th from 10 to 12, come on out. You'll meet the local representatives from the USDA, and you can find out more about this loan. Because again, you don't have to do it through Habitat. This loan's available for any rural county in Virginia. So good opportunities for people this month to learn how they can get an affordable home.
info@habitatofcaroline.org if you want to volunteer with the Habitat. info@habitatofcaroline.org and get that off and get that rolling. Or habitatofcaroline.org. Mac Williams, Jason Tickle here from Habitat. We'll take one final break and wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Wow, good stuff with the Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning. Jason Tickle and Mac Williams here. Again, Mac, the important thing, you've been able to really get ahead on some of these things just by being able to prefab some homes. You've got a lot of volunteers, but more volunteers are needed. You've got a lot of homes that you're looking at.
Yeah. Want to shout out to the Fredericksburg Area Builders Association. They came down on the first build this year. They joined forces with the Caroline High School students. They set a record. They built all the walls for a home in 4.5 hours.
Wow.
That was a crazy time. But I really
appreciate the guys.
They got out
on the dance floor quickly.
Yeah, coming out. And the Fredericksburg United Methodist Church had a wonderful group. They came out and they just did a fantastic job. We actually set up the work site at Milford Presbyterian Church. So we had, Presbyterian volunteers out there along with Methodists, and I'm a Baptist. So that was an interesting day. Really want to shout out to Bob, was with the Methodist Church. I have a group I call a bill committee, and Bob is interested in joining our bill committee, and he's going to be a regular volunteer that comes out. And of course, if you have someone trained up on the dance floor, they can help others. And Bob came out a second time when we did the Fredericksburg Area Realtors came out for a build. That was a great day. I think they brought about 30 people out, which is a large group. And Bob from the church was very instrumental and just a godsend, came out and helped coordinate that event. So all three of the groups did a wonderful job. It was just a great day, and we had a lot of fun. And
Keep it coming.
Yeah, if you want to volunteer, set your group up, info@habitatofcaroline.org. I'll set you up. And you'll have a great time.
And this Saturday, you've got, if you want to sit down and talk with Jason Tickle about how do I make this work?
Absolutely. This Saturday, 10 a.m., give yourself at least 2 hours, but I'll sit there and answer questions until there's no more questions. Then on the 28th, you can also come and learn just about the loan. Really want to encourage all my realtor friends to come out for that one, because this will allow you to sell homes to a new sets of clients who you have to turn away before. So come on out and learn about the opportunities.
HabitatofCaroline.org or info@habitatofcaroline.org. That will get you in touch, that if you want to email them and work about when your group can come in and volunteer. That is the best way to do that. Info@habitatofcaroline.org or habitatofcaroline.org. Jeannie Barbaro with the USDA, her number 804-517-7815. Jason Tickle, Mac Williams, thanks. See you soon.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.